The U.S. House passed tonight a bill to raise the debt ceiling in exchange for spending cuts. The tally was 269 to 161. The Senate plans to vote tomorrow. Congress has pushed its votes to the brink. The Treasury Department set tomorrow as the day the nation risks defaulting on its debt. While some members of Congress proved hard for their leadership to convince to vote for the deal, Alaska's congressional delegation is solidly on board. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Something is better than nothing, according to Congressman Don Young.
It's the best deal we can get. I am convinced of that.
Young says the plan to reduce deficits by more than $2 trillion over the next decade is probably the best that could be brokered. And he has praise for a man he sometimes clashes with, House Speaker John Boehner.
So I'm suggesting this is about as far as the Speaker could go. And I believe he's done a good job of negotiating with not many cards, because this is a hard group to negotiate. You have the Tea Party candidates, you have the conservatives, you have the moderates, and you have the liberals even on our side. So it's sort of a split caucus.
And split House and Senate, one controlled by Republicans, the other by Democrats. Congressman Young says this deal heads off the danger of defaulting on the debt, and it gets the snowball of spending cuts rolling down the hill. Or, to mix metaphors, it takes a first bite from the fruit that is the national debt.
I'm one of these people that believe very strongly that if you swallow the apple, you'll choke to death. But if you nibble on the apple, you finally eat it. And this is the beginning. We got the discussion about balancing the budget. That's in here.
The plan cuts spending more than it raises the debt ceiling. Initially, it cuts nearly $1 trillion over 10 years, but that's just part one. Part two is the creation of a bipartisan congressional group charged with coming up with ways to save $1.5 trillion more, be it through cuts or reforms to taxes or entitlement programs. Now, Young says he doesn't see the point of another commission.
I'm not happy with that. I've told the leadership, but why should we set up another committee? Because then why should we have the budget committee? Why should we have the authorization committee? Why should you have appropriation committee? Why don't you just have this little czar group? But they think this will solve the problem. You know, it's like a BRAC commission.
The debt committee would have until Thanksgiving to propose solutions, and Congress would have 1 month to act. If it does not, deep cuts would be triggered. And they include two things Senator Lisa Murkowski doesn't like: cuts to defense spending and a hit to providers of Medicare patients. But she says that can be avoided.
Remember that that is the fallback position. This is the enforcement mechanism that pushes all of us, all members of the House, all members of the Senate, to make sure that this select committee does the work that we've requested it to do.
Murkowski says the committee will have a real incentive to come up with solutions. Her general take on the deal is that it's fair, even though it's not, in her opinion, ideal.
Those of us that are looking at the contours of this deal believe that this is a step in the right direction. As we work to aggressively reduce our spending, nobody that I have talked to believes that this is a perfect deal. It was described by one of my colleagues as saying that this was not the best possible deal, but it is the best deal possible.
Senator Mark Begich had some specific changes he wanted in the proposal, like boosting taxes on millionaires. That's a deal breaker for some Democrats who won't vote for it. But Begich is on board.
It has meaningful reductions, but they're split between the Pentagon and discretionary, which I think was important. The other it does is protect, in this first phase, clearly it protects Medicare and Social Security benefits.
And Begich says it gets the Congress and the U.S. out of what he calls a hyperventilated legislative process.
The most important thing we can do right now is get us focused on the economy and create some certainty. And I think this does create some certainty, because now we have several months ahead of us. That we can focus on jobs rather than another 3 months from now, the debt crisis, another 3 months, the debt crisis. So I think that's a good sign.
But focusing on other issues can only happen once the deal is passed out of both bodies of Congress. And until then, the clock is still ticking on the threat of default. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,